7 QMT Mobile listening on 86.
Good morning, Mr. Rick, ACATT.
Before you say anything, you are absolutely right. The Optima amplifier has a tuner built in. Oh, boy. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did a lot of fun research, and I assume the other tuner, the second tuner you have, is the SC80, I think that's what they call it, which looks perfect for field operation.
Yes, I also picked up the FC90, which is the one that's made for...
KC8VSU on DMR.
This is KI7QMD listening on 26.
KI7QMD, KC8VSU portable, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing, Toby?
Not too bad, not too bad. Get ready to head into TC. I got to take a couple of department saws, and we have a vent fan that's having a little issue, so that's got to go in as well. So, yeah, I got a busy day ahead of me. Just drop those off, then get back, get the couch, get the mail. Yeah, I got quite a few things this morning going on.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice to get out for the day. Yeah, I got a myriad of things to get done myself today. Everything from buying buildings to construction work planning to get done. So I know how it is. Lots to do. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Did you catch that?
Oh, here. I've been out at the truck getting things organized so I can put everything in, trying to figure out how I'm going to do it, so I got to go figure that out. So, what buildings are you buying? Are they down here or something?
Yeah, there's a building up in Harbor Springs that came up, and I'm about 70% through all the inspections and looking good. So I'm probably gonna pull the trigger somewhere around the end of the month. But now things are looking good. I got a few more inspections to take care of.
Sure, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, you'll have fun. I talked to one of the guys from Suncoast Marine, a Torture Marine. They may drop a boat in next week and put it into a slip. He said maybe. I don't think he'll be on the lake, though, because it's still really iced over.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth putting your boats in yet. Unless you own an icebreaker. I don't know. Is my signal still okay? I think I'm on the south phone calls frequency.
You're doing fine. I'm on DMR Travers with a handheld here. I'm just giving it a good workout. So, yeah. So, okay, Rick. Well, hey, let's hope the sun shows up. KI7 QMD, KCBSU Portable, 73.
Have a great day, Toby. KI7 QMD, back to listening. is KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 19.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How's your day going?
Too early to call yet. Headed into work, so we'll see what the thing has in store for me.
Uh-oh. Are you worried about some bad project that's coming up?
Kinda. I'm gonna go fish a well pump out of a well casing today. That guy's winterized a house back in the fall, and the well pump fell down into the well casing. So, gotta go try and fish it out today. That's gonna be interesting.
Oh, darn. And it's 19 degrees out, so, I could detect that tone of, fear, or, I don't know, I guess fear is the wrong word. Challenge, maybe.
I think it's mostly dread at this point.
Dread, that's a good word. That dread is... Dread is a perfect, paints a perfect picture. Oh, man. Well, I should have a decently easy day today. I'm only heading to Charlevoix. I don't have to go all the way to Harbor Springs today, so only got an hour ride instead of an hour and 40 minutes, so about 13 minutes out of Charlevoix right now.
Nothing better than a shorter than the usual drive. I like it when I only get a call in Sheboygan and I only have to drive 10 minutes. But then the next day I have to go to Charlevoix. And then it's almost 2 hours for me.
Yeah, that gets old. Yeah, I'm in... I do Harbor Springs 2 days a week, Charlevoix 2 days a week, and Friday is kind of a toss-up. It's either Charlevoix or Traverse City usually. Wow, that's a nice logging truck full of logs. Wow.
Yeah, I wish I was that consistent on my schedule, but... Each day brings a new location and new challenges, and that keeps me on my toes, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I did that for about 30 years in the machine tool industry. I got up in the morning on Monday and left and came back at the end of the day on Friday, most of the week, I didn't know where I was going except for the Monday morning trip. So, that gets old after a while. I spent a lot of time on the road. On the road, in planes, wherever.
Fortunately, my air travel is pretty low. Not non-existent, though. Every once in a while, I gotta catch a plane over to Beaver Island or something like that. But those are rare. Maybe once every 2 or 3 years or something. But it's not zero. but I sure drive a lot.
Yeah, if it's a couple, 3 hours or less, I prefer the driving than the flying. Well, A, you get to talk on the radio, but B, you get to think to yourself, and you don't have a lot of distractions to deal with, so. But I guess there's advantages and disadvantages both ways, but, yeah. Oh, well. So, well, I guess that's a deep subject. I guess I have to wish you luck on the well pump. Anything attached to this pump, or did it just plummet to the to the depths of the earth all by itself with nothing attached.
Well, thankfully it still has the drop pipe attached, but the T at the top that holds it on the casing came off, and so the well pump and the drop pipe fell down. Hopefully not too far. Hopefully we can pump the well casing out with a transfer pump so we can actually get eyes on the drop pipe. Hopefully get some kind of cinch around it so we can lift it. We'll see.
Well, sounds like you spend a lot of time solving problems, which is good for your mind. So, that's interesting. Interesting problem to have. I'm always been afraid of wells, figuring they cost too much to fix. I'm really, really careful about making sure I shut my power off to mine when I travel and things like that. I don't know. I guess it's not that bad, but I learned my well is only 50 feet deep, so either way, it's probably pretty easy to work on.
Yeah, 50 foot's not too bad. So when you start getting to 150, 200, 250, yeah, then you got to get a rig in there so you can lift it out. 50 foot, no problem. You can lift that out by hand, and generally not too bad. And, no, that's good. Most people don't shut their wells off when they leave, and they should. Not even for the well, but just if something were to come apart in the house, everything floods. But it's just so terrible. Well, yeah, it stinks, but it would have been a lot more manageable if you would have shut your water off when you were gone for a month.
Yeah, I worry about that. Power outages, too. When I have a power outage, I usually shut everything down until I know I have a clean power running again. Just don't want to single phase anything or cause any problems, but that's just me worried. So, but heck, well, I don't have much else to say. I'm getting close to work, and it's weird, you know. I get within 5 miles of work, and I start thinking about work. So, I guess I better continue doing that part. So, I'm gonna wish you a good day today, and thanks for the conversation. 73. This is KI7QMD. I'm going to go back to listening until I shut the car off. Talk to you later, sir.
I get it. I'm the same way. I start coming down the hill into a Lancet, and it's like, all right, got to shift the brain's focus. Ready to clock in. I get it. Have a good day. Hopefully it's an easy one. Say 73 for now. KA7QMD, NADPX Mobile.
Are you using a Apex mic on a XTR?
Stop it. You are too good. No. You're not supposed to be able to tell that.
I can tell because the auto gain control on the microphone is working overtime.
I threw the 4350 in the van just to work off my hotspot and stuff like that. And I searched high and low yesterday, and I could not find any of my XPR mics. It was driving me nuts because I had a dozen of them, and now I don't know where any of them are. So, yes, I'm using an APX mic right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I knew that the way those sound very, they got a specific tone to them when you use them on a turbo radio. And that combined with the signal being into the going into the radio being a little bit hotter than it expects. It's like, how do I describe it? Well, you know audio stuff, kind of. Decent enough. It's like turning the compressor threshold like all the way down, and then turning the makeup gain all the way up, and turning the ratio all the way up. It's just compressing everything, including background noise.
So long and short as it sounds like trash.
No. It's like, you are very readable. It's just, it's one of those things that I can tell.
Well, it'll have to do for now. I know I've got literally like 10 or 12 of those mics laying around somewhere. I just, for some reason, I could not find them. I searched my stash, I searched my truck, I searched the van, couldn't find any.
Lovely. I'm just about to turn on the cast from South Airport. It took me 5 minutes to turn right onto South Airport. It was not like that yesterday, and I left at the exact same time.
I think all my traffic is down there. It's like eerily dead around here. Waiting for the oldest to get on the school bus, and normally it's car after car after car going by my house, and there wasn't a single one. It was like almost spooky, and I'm almost all the way across Ringville Road, and I've counted like maybe 5 cars. Not normal.
That's different. Anyway. Well, I'm down here today to do what exactly is a gooder question. I have no idea. I'm doing something. So. Did you get your, any of those talkers to static on, the Stutz DMR, or Stutz Crossroads. I don't know why I keep calling Stutz. It hasn't been there for like 2 years.
I know. I do the same thing. Yeah, I got a couple of them set to static. I'll have to do some digging and see what's the go-to nowadays. It's been so long since I've played around with that, but there's a couple set. See if there's any activity on them.
Okay. Well, I just pulled into the shop, so I'm gonna go inside and pretend that I work today. Hey, Jimmy.
Do something even if it's wrong. That's my motto. Alright. Catch you later. Just going into Pelston. I'm a little behind this morning. That's okay. Not looking forward to today's endeavors. Catch you later. NADPX.
K8FGW. Good morning. K8BCW. Thank you. K-8-D-Y-S-K-C-8-Q-V-X.
K-D-Y-S. K-D-Y-S, we're at the bridge.
KDADIX monitoring.
Sorry, I heard a signal there, but I missed the call sign. W8RCM.
Yes, RCS. Yeah, I might have started talking a little too quick. This is KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Yeah, I just connected with Echo Link. Just figured I'd throw my call out there to identify myself connecting to the system. It's cold out, but the sunshine's nice where I'm at. I'm on Rainbow Lake here, south end of Gratiot County. Zach from Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County, just north of Clinton County down here, 27 and 57. US 127 and M57, nearest major intersection, but clear skies and sunshine here. Just be nice if the temperature was a little bit warmer, but not sure where you're at, what the temps are your way. Hopefully it's at least this nice, if not nicer. KDADAX.
All right, very good. Well, you're coming in on Echo Link. That explains the very, very narrow audio, but I got 100% of that. Yeah, beautiful, sunny, bright blue sky day here in Sheboygan County today. I'm on the Sheboygan repeater. But it's a whopping 29 degrees, so I am absolutely ready for real spring, not just calendar spring. And okay on Gratiot County. I missed the swap down there and wherever it was. Wasn't Easter Sunday, but I think the Sunday before, the Saturday before. Don't think I'd ever been to that one either, and I kind of wanted to go, but just my schedule wouldn't allow it. It's a ways from me. It's, you know, it's a 2.5-hour drive for me. And my guess is it was probably pretty small, so probably didn't miss anything. Anyhow, my name is Ron Robert, Oscar November, and I'm on about a 5-minute final to my destination.
Okay, yep, copy that. We haven't had one around here that I know of, swap meet that is, but there was one a few weeks ago, going on maybe a month ago now, I don't know what it was, down in Lowell, I think at the Lowell High School it was, which a few of us from our group went over to it. About an hour drive, I think, from here, 4 or 5 minutes, hour drive from here. But it's, I guess I don't know what county that's in. I don't know if that's in Ionia County. Maybe it's Ionia County, but it's not in Gratiot County, but it might be Ionia County. But, yeah, over there by Lowell, over by Ada and stuff there. I'm guessing that's the one you're talking to. But, yeah, four of us from our club went over to that swap, and it was smaller. They haven't had it the last few years at the, I refer to it as the Argyle Swap, the Amateur Radio Group for Youth in Lowell. They haven't had it the last few years, and they partnered up with a different club, I guess, and they got it going. Yeah, I usually like to try to at least make it to that one when they have it. I used to always go to it. But yeah, it was smaller. It wasn't huge, but it was a good swap. We you know, there was stuff to buy. We bought stuff. I'm the president of the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association, and then Alan, my vice president, was there as well. And he found some things that he you know, needed, apparently. Couldn't leave without buying, and same for me. So even my wife and our, she's the secretary for the club, and then our historian went with us as well, Kelly, and they both bought some stuff, too. They had a guy engrave some stuff for them. So, yeah, so fun was had by all. But yeah, definitely a smaller schlop. Hopefully they'll keep kind of building it up over the years, keep it going and build it up. So, yep, yeah, sounds like it's quite a haul for you to get down to that one. I'm assuming that's the one you're talking about. Anyways, the Lowell, Michigan swap.
No, that doesn't sound right. It might have been the Crossroads. Wasn't the one in Marshall recently as well? I think that's the one I was thinking of. And I think that might be in a different location, or maybe I'm confusing it with the Kalamazoo. I've been to most of them down there. You know, I lived downstate for up until about 7-8 years ago. But I try my best to go to as many as I can, if for no other reason than just to support these smaller local clubs. We have one coming up in Gaylord in late September, and that one's been going for a few years and paired up with the Alpena Club. And it's been very successful. It's been, you know, sell-out crowds, sell-out tables, and seller crowds, and double-digit attendees for the VE co-testing, and all in all, very pleased. But, you know, I mean, it's the only one around in that, you know, mid-Michigan, Otsego County kind of area. But that's, you know, people that don't go to them, and I've talked to a lot of new hams that have never been to a swap, and it's like, you guys are kind of missing out, you know. Not just for the ability to see what the market holds, but just the social aspect of it, to be able to put names and faces and all that stuff. So, anyhow, I did not catch your name, sir. I know you said it, and I missed it. I don't mean to be critical of Echo Link, but I'm very critical of Echo Link, especially in comparison to All-Star, because the All-Star, with it being all analog, the audio is just absolutely stellar. You just can't even tell when people are on the links. I've never had good experiences with Echo Link, ever, as long, even back when it was new technology. I didn't have good experience with it. And we as a group, a number of repeaters that I've been associated with, it's always sort of problematic. I'm really surprised it's even hanging on. But anyhow, enough of that. Thanks for checking in. It's very kind of you to include a call with a connection. I wish more people did that. And enjoy the sunshine. I'm going to try my best. It's few and far between this time of year, even until we get into May. We've had plenty of snowstorms in April. 73 from Sheboygan County, W8RPM.
KDADIX, we're on All-Star now. Just, you know, to hopefully make the end of this queue so happier or better for you. I have the app on my phone, so I just switched over to that. I actually have had a lot more experience and prefer Echo Link, but I've definitely gathered your network people up there. Definitely seem to be a bigger fan of All-Star. And I definitely have noticed a lot better audio quality with All-Star using both of them. I just have more experience, and it's more universally compatible, it seems like, especially on my Windows platform computers to use Echo Link. So I just have used Echo Link more, but I need to learn more about All-Star. Just finally a few months ago made an All-Star account and installed the app on my phone to be able to use All-Star. But yeah, the name here is Zach, Zulu Adam Charles Henry, Zach from Rainbow Lake. And I've got an alarm going off at work, apparently, so I need to deal with that. So good chatting with you. And 73s, KDADX, will it be clear?
So, Zach, I got to tell you, and thank you for doing that, and I'm not exaggerating at all, okay? On a scale of 0 to 100, your All-Star connection is about a 98. Your legibility, your dynamic range, your highs and lows, the ability to pull out every little spit syllable, it's a 98. When you were connected on Echo Link, it was a 30 at best, and I don't have hearing difficulties, but I was struggling
seriously, seriously struggling to pull out the content of your discussion. It is that dramatic, and I'm not exaggerating one bit. So anyway, thank you for doing that. If you have the option, all-star all day long. You sound local. You sound like you're local into the machine on RF, as opposed to Echolink. It's like mush mouth. You just, I had all I could do to tell what you were saying. All right, 73 WHR TM.
All right. Well, just as a quick, fair comparison, now I'm using Echolink on the same app, on the same phone. I think part of it's the audio from my laptop on Echolink as well, but if you can give me a quick comeback, I'm on Echolink using the repeater phone or whatever the thing's called, app on the phone. But this is Echolink. I just think the audio on my phone is going to be a lot better than the audio on that laptop. I think I'm overdriving the audio on the built-in microphone array and blah, 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 blah. KDADX.
There's no difference, Zach. If you didn't tell me you were on Echolink, I wouldn't know. There's no difference between us and the All-Star. But this is exponentially better than the way it was on your laptop. Quit using that. Nobody can understand. Do it the way you're doing it now. All right, I'm out. WHRC.
Okay, yeah, I just wondered. I kind of figured that was the bigger factor, was using my laptop versus my phone. So that takes care of that. So it's not Echolink that's the issue necessarily. The connection is still good. It's the app, the phone, the device, the audio configuration on my laptop, whatever it is. All right, 73s, good chatting with you. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the sun. 73s, KDADAX, we'll be clear.
UIS, we're in Mackinac City. Just got on the 75 cell.
KDADX, I did not copy the last transmission. I heard it from the other end of the house, but I had just dropped off. I hit the wrong button on the app on my phone, so if you can repeat that for me. KDADX.
Yeah, Zach, it's Ryan. Kilo 8 Delta Yankee Sierra. We're just leaving Mackinac City. We're heading to the river. Thought I'd say howdy.
Ryan from the Harrison repeater, Claire area. That Ryan, I'm assuming. Hello, Ryan. Good to hear you.
Yeah. That Ryan. Yeah, KDYS. We're out here driving, working. So I was delivering to the old Michilimack State Park warehouse there. So now I'm going to Tube Fab to deliver some tubing. Nice day out here today. Nice dry roads. A little chilly, but she's beautiful day. 31 degrees rolling down the road here.
Oh yeah, it's great inside. The sunshine coming through the window and it looks nice outside. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there, but it definitely looks nice outside. Yeah, they put on a coat or something. The sun still definitely makes a huge difference, even when you're out in the cooler temperatures. Like, it's night and day difference. You got a coat on and the sun warms you up for sure. It still makes a substantial difference, even if it's a cooler temperature. Sunshine's definitely a huge factor in that all, in my experience, my opinion. But yeah, good hearing you out here. I did not even know about this system that I know of until recently. One of our club members reached out to them, I guess, a while ago, this network of folks, and so I've been trying to jump on here and monitor it and use it and such. We'll have a discussion about this network at our next meeting, and it sounds like they will probably do the same. So have a discussion about us at their next meeting. We'll have a discussion about them at our next meeting. See how it goes. So, but yeah, good to hear you out there racking up the miles on the road, making sure the northern deliveries are being taken care of to the top quality. I don't know where I'm going with all that. You're doing a great job. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we take care of our customers here, so I got all kinds of stuff we deliver up to this area. So I do have to agree with the other station about echoing. I prefer All-Star, but it's mainly just because of user ability. I have a repeater at home that I use with All-Star. I can control it from anywhere. But the audio quality, I don't know if it was quite 70% less quality, but I do have an easier time with your all the words that you say, understanding with the other All-Star. I do believe you only used it for a short time, but I was listening, and I'm an audio freak. I love crystal clear communication, so that's what we strive for. And I'm running through a repeater, so I have no control over that end of it, but usually somebody coming in through RF or All-Star is very, very legible. I'd say it's probably 20 or 30% less quality from when I was listening, but the All-Star, whatever you were using for the app there, was just a little bit clearer. And, you know, I don't hardly ever use an app on my phone unless I'm, like, way out of the service area, but I have a Simplex node at home, and it's at a 70-foot tower. And that thing covers the whole county. So, I mean, you can always do that, too. It works really well. I use a Motorola radio. I'm sure you know about them, but I don't know. Some people don't. KDYS Mobile.
KDADX. Yeah, I just switched back over to All-Star to give you another side-by-side comparison there. I actually was using the Echolink app. I prefer to use the Echolink app instead of the whatever this app is. I can never remember the name of it, repeater app or something. But, yeah, I'm back on All-Star. And I connected to the Munson one and wasn't hearing you through that at all, so I switched over to the N9 KOP one. And there you were. So I missed a little bit of that. I was listening to you from the laptop a little bit there, too. Oh, apparently the dog just threw up on the floor behind me, so that's cool. And I guess I need to clean that up. I'm warming up his lunch. And he's throwing up on the floor in the kitchen behind me. But, hey, at least it's on the kitchen floor, not on the carpet. So we'll take the win in that regard. Probably eating junk out in the yard or something. But, yeah, side note. But, yeah, I didn't catch the end of your last transmission. If you could repeat some of that for me. KDADX.
I don't even remember what I was saying. I just said that the audio quality was a hair bit better. Yeah. So, with All-Star, I don't ever use the app, and I get it. I have used the apps before. Echolink is pretty easy to use on your phone, so I get that. But, yeah, the audio quality is quite a bit better where you were just talking just now, which is a lot of your guys that have been doing it for 15, 20 years, they're going to be, you know, hardcore, avid radio operators that have been doing it for that long or more, they're going to be real picky about audio quality versus somebody that's just starting out isn't really going to be too bad, unless they're into music. You know, a lot of people are particular about their audio quality, but I noticed when I first started, I didn't really care. And now I'm more worried about it. But anyway, I have a simplex node at home. I have a repeater, a full duplex repeater as well. And I have it connected to this right now. It usually is. And it covers the whole county. I got it up at 70 feet to the bottom. And it covers, I got half-inch heliacs on that. And it covers just about the whole county. The western side, there's a hill dividing Harrison, but for the most part, it covers where I go. So I didn't know if you knew about that or not. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty easy to make them, too.
Yeah, I'm just cleaning up dog puke, so don't mind me. Now, you said, I thought you said something about Motorola. I heard you say something about Motorola when I reconnected here on All-Star. I didn't know what you were talking about there. But, no, I don't know. I don't know much about All-Star, setting up the nodes and stuff. I just use the EchoLink app on a Windows laptop and the EchoLink app on my phone, and that seems to work well. It's just simple to use, and I like that I can lock my phone and keep the audio going, stay connected to whatever node I connected to. It doesn't like take over my phone like I'm on a phone call, like it does with this using All-Star on my phone. So, yeah, I don't know if there's an app or something I can use for All-Star on a Windows laptop. It seems like it's mostly like Linux-based platform, and I'm not sure why it keeps beeping at me on here either while I'm talking. Anyways, KDADX.
No, I get it. Yeah, I know. All-Star is more of a... I don't think it was designed for a phone. I think it was designed for interfacing to an actual physical repeater controller or physical radio. And then it has some repeater functions, and they've integrated it into a phone. So I don't think they really spend a whole lot with the phone apps with All-Star, but they do have the audio quality down pat. Like, at home, I can't even tell that, you know, if I get on my Simplex node, what it is you have a Raspberry Pi running the All-Star image, then you have a interface, sound interface card or board plugged into the radio. And I use Kenwood or Motorola commercial radios, because they're easy. All the pins are right on the back. You can use pretty much any radio if you can find the carrier detect, but it works pretty dang good. Simplex nodes have been working good for me, and I did make a UHF repeater that gets out a little bit, maybe five miles pretty reliably on a handheld around my area, my house, so... Full duplex is always good too, but All-Star is, I don't know, I've had really good luck with it, especially if you want to go out with a handheld. I don't carry my phone with me everywhere. I carry a radio with me just about everywhere, because I'm in a vehicle almost, you know, 90% of my life has been in a vehicle, so I always got the radio in here. We're working it through the Mackinac 511 machine here. I'm up to the Sheboygan, I think this is the Pelson Road, I forget the road, but anyway, I'd probably be dropping this repeater here, not too far from here.
KDADX. I don't know why it keeps beeping. It's an All-Star feature, apparently. It just keeps beeping at me. Not sure what that means, if it's like nodes connecting and disconnecting or what. It shows 29 connections, but... All right. Well, good chatting with you. Nice surprise. Good to hear you out here. I got to learn some All-Star stuff, do some research, whatever, or get with one of you All-Star experts one of these days. And do some cross training, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about the Raspberry Pis. Ironically, my system at work that I administer uses Raspberry Pis for the access control units for the Kardashians. system. But I don't really know much about them. They came pre-built, pre-configured, but they do use Raspberry Pis for our card access system at work, so go figure. But, all right, well, yeah, 7-3, enjoy the sunshine, safe travels, and we'll hopefully catch you again soon. KDADAX, we'll be clear.
Drop pipe is what we call it. And it's 20-foot sticks,
threaded on each end, and then you thread couplings to it. Then there's an adapter called a pitless adapter. It's got a little foot on it that presses it up against the side of the well casing. And it is like if you drop a well pump down casing, that's like the worst thing. That's like nightmare fuel. That's like, there is nothing worse than, oops, I dropped the well pump down the casing and it's gone now. The fact that we were able to salvage it, hook onto it, get it up, get everything all fixed up is like, I better go play the lottery.
Yeah, you might want to. Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. Oh, man. And it's not like you can really leave a tether on it.
Well, the top of it has a T, piece of aluminum, shaped like a T, and the top of the... you put an extra piece of drop pipe in between the pitless adapter and the top of the wellhead, and that T rests on the 5-inch casing. So it's really not supposed to go anywhere. We still have not figured out how whoever it was managed to drop it. That's still the mystery. But they did. We hooked it, lifted it up, pulled the pump all the way out. That's all I know. It was 120 feet down there. We really only pull 50 foot and less, so that kind of sucked. But got it all fixed up, and she's back in business.
And it really is the small victories in life. Well, my schedule for tomorrow already changed. I've got to go all the way over to Alpena to investigate a beep, a mysterious beep that nobody understands. And then after that, I get to figure out how to read. I don't know what kind of radio it is. It's not a Motorola. I don't know what kind of radio is, and we don't know if there's anything in it, but somehow I got to get the information that's supposed to be in it, and into a couple other radios. Don't you love that kind of mystery?
Holy packet loss. I got up until investigating the mysterious beep, and then everything else, the forward error correction tried, but no.
I'm 100% blaming your cellular connection, but, yeah, mysterious beep in Alpena, and then after that I got to go to Lewiston and figure out how to read a radio that is most definitely not a Motorola. Don't know what kind of model radio it is. Don't know what software it needs. So I'm just going to bring kind of everything and hopefully figure it out.
Yeah, well, there you go. If it's not a Motorola, it's got to be what, a Kenwood then? I don't know. And yeah, I 100% blame my cellular connection. Although I am downtown Petoskey, but who knows.
Well, I don't know then. Holy cow, dude. There's so much traffic right now. I don't know why there's so much traffic today compared to yesterday. It's like unreal. This is stupid. I hate living here. Wow, I finally got to turn. It's a miracle.
Top of the day to you there, Drake and Adam. We're M68 eastbound.
Well, you're all having fun over there, eh?
Yeah, I just had a pallet jack. 9 skids of, informational pamphlets for Sheplers and Mackinac. Now I'm over here at Afton, just left Indian River. Yeah, then I got to go to Roscommon. So, it's a beautiful day, though, and the roads are great. So, we're some thumbs up and having a big old smile.
Well, that's a winner. I'm going to jump out here. I just pulled in, so I'm going to go get some food, and after that, I guess I got to go back to work. Good night,
D-Mate. Okie dokie, be careful. KDYS will be standing by.
KV7OLD, you're listening. DTA-SDJ, mobile monitoring.
KCAQVX, KDYS, are you standing by?
KI7 QMD listening on the link system on DMR. KI7 QMD monitoring the link system on DMR. This is KI7 QMD listening on DMR, going once. KI7QMD signing out of DMR link system.
Yeah, you're working loud and clear there, Rick. KDYS.